BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, all new comedy sketches and some of our favorite songs from previous episodes.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, lately, I don't know where I stand in life and I need some clarity. Last year, I asked the love of my life to marry me. We had known each other since 4th grade, and since our freshman year in college, we've lived together. Now, our wedding is coming up soon, and my life is in turmoil. How can the love of my life change so drastically in just a few months? She has gone from a sweet, caring individual to a self-centered narcissist. Here are a few examples. She asked me whom I want to invite to the wedding. I give her the list. She shakes her head and marks off 2 of my fraternity brothers without batting an eye. She asked me for input on invitation cards. I tell her what I like, she gives me a look, and the next thing I know, she's sending out the pink and white frilly one I voted off the list. Finally, the last straw is my wedding shoe choice. Granny Ada, I don't want to wear black and white patent leather rental shoes. I want to wear my dress black snakeskin cowboy boots. She says if I do, the wedding is off. Her blatant defiance is turning me off. This supposedly is my wedding, too. What will happen when we have kids? I am starting to doubt that I'll have any say in their upbringing. What should I do, Granny Ada? This is not the woman I asked to marry me. Signed, Do I do?
Dear Do I, how delightful. Not having your cake and expecting to eat it, too, is what many brides-to-be expect from their fiancés. Many feel this temporary insane behavior of the bride is acceptable and cute. Frankly, I don't. I always felt reverting back to childish behavior was not good practice. Brides today think this is their last hurrah. Their time in the spotlight, a time when money and feelings are no object. A time when they make people bend over backwards to please the princess. You did not mention her mother, but I bet if she has one, she's terrorizing everyone in the party as well. So what should you do? Walk down the aisle, remembering the good qualities of your bride. Wear the boots with dignity and pride, not defiance. By standing up to her and showing your spine, you are building a good foundation for respect and a marriage working towards a partnership, for better or for worse. However, if she truly does call off the wedding because of the boots, then so be it. One day you could look back and count your blessings for letting that one get away. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
I am so excited. I've been waiting for weeks to see the baby giraffe, and today is finally the day.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it too. Let's go.
Oh no, look outside. Mr. Conspiracy is out there. I can't stand listening to him anymore.
Just ignore him. We'll get in the car and go.
Well, that never works. He's going to bend our ears for hours about his latest delusionary theory.
Just keep your head down and head straight for the car.
Hey, folks. Where are y'all going today?
We're going to see the baby giraffe.
Quiet. Don't see anything more or we'll never get out of here.
Baby giraffe? There's no baby giraffe. It's all a big conspiracy by the government and the powerful elites to distract you from discovering how they're robbing you blind.
Bye. See you later.
But we saw the giraffe on the giraffe cam.
No, don't argue with Mr. Conspiracy. It just encourages him.
It was all fake. Animation and computer graphics. They want you to be docile and passive. Then they raise the tax rate.
Don't you think you're being just a bit paranoid?
I thought you said not to talk to him.
Paranoid? Tell me how paranoid I am when they hack into your bank account.
They're hacking into our bank account?
Of course not. Just get in the car.
Sure, just ignore me. Ignore them, too, when they come for your guns.
Wait, they're coming for my guns?
Oh, honey, this is worse than I thought.
That's right, your guns. You'll be completely defenseless when the jackbooted thugs show up at your door in the middle of the night.
Well, they can take my guns when they pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Oh, honey, you're scaring me.
Oh, sure. Mr. Macho here is going to single-handedly fight the armed forces of the government. After they take your guns, they're coming for your women.
What? Oh, I think we better call the police.
The police? You think they're on your side? Ha! They have all the guns and the bulletproof vests.
You've gone completely nuts. You're off your rocker. The lights are on, but there's nobody home.
Lights? You think you're going to have lights once Armageddon begins? I'll be safe in my survivalist hideout with my flashlight and cans of tuna.
Honey, do we need a survivalist hideout too? Oh, I don't think we have any tuna.
What we need is a straitjacket and a tranquilizer dart to calm this guy down.
You're going to find it mighty hard to find a straitjacket, my friend. They're stockpiling them so they can control the scared scads of humanity. But they'll never get me. I can't wait to start eating that tuna.
This is making me hungry. Can we go get some lunch?
You're going to eat out? Don't do it. They'll pump you full of chemicals and truth serum. Then comes the interrogation. They'll get your confession without a struggle.
Confession? I don't have anything to confess.
That's what you think. Who'd you vote for in the last election? Who are you searching for on Google? Which one of your co-workers are you sleeping with?
Yeah, honey, which one of your co-workers are you sleeping with?
Look, this is a stupid conversation. We're going to get in the car, and we're going to go see that giraffe.
I told you there's no giraffe! And you won't get far in that car without gasoline or traffic lights or your GPS! They're shutting down the power grid and the energy grid as we speak. You're headed for oblivion, but I'm looking forward to tuna surprise.
Honey, are we in trouble? Maybe we should check to see if I have any tuna recipes.
We don't need any tuna recipes. We're getting in the car, and we're going to take a nice drive out to see that cute little baby giraffe. Goodbye to you, sir. Enjoy your tuna surprise.
Hey, wait.
What?
Can I borrow your can opener?
So you've been listening to a little bit of Jamie Willard's Sacred and Profane, and I'm very happy to have him in studio with me today to discuss his beautiful music. This is a type of music that, just from the title alone, I know that you are an artist, because many of your titles have that type of sadness and have that extra negative, robust type of titles to it, which I'm used to. We have many artists in my family, including myself. So tell me about this song, Sacred and the Profane.
After I listened to the song, I drew the conclusion that there was an awful lot of contrast in it between the slower, melancholy sections and then the more brisk, classical sections. And I come up with the title, just as a contrast.
So what I'm going to suggest to my audience is put on your warm slippers, sit back, put a blanket on, and drink your hot tea and cocoa because you're going to be listening to some wonderful sounds of Jamie Willard. To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.